Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Chief Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the deal after it was announced Wednesday by the U.S. and others. Hamas denying that, but Israeli negotiators still in Doha trying to resolve the dispute. And until that happens, Netanyahu says he won't put the ceasefire deal to a government vote for approval.
More hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, all of whom appear to be headed toward confirmation. The American Cancer Society says cancer deaths have gone down in the United States, but women under the age of 65 are now being diagnosed more than men in the same age group. Longtime Milwaukee Brewers Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Uecker has died. He was 90. A statement from the Brewers says, "We are heartbroken." This is ABC News. Rapper Drake is suing Universal Music, his own music label, over its promotion of Not Like Us, a Kendrick Lamar track, which Drake says includes defamatory accusations.
Drake now suing Universal Music Group, where Kendrick is also his label mate, over Lamar's number one song. In the lawsuit, Drake alleging that UMG knowingly approved, published, and launched a campaign to create a viral hit out of a rap track, which was intended to convey the specific, unmistakable, and false factual allegation that Drake is a criminal pedophile.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. We've all heard that eating too much processed red meat is linked with heart disease, cancer, and type 2 diabetes. Now, new research suggests foods like bacon and hot dogs, if you eat those on a regular basis, it could increase your likelihood of developing dementia. A study published in the journal Neurology, among the first to suggest a link between processed meats and cognitive decline. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and mild with a high of 35, and west to northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 22. And tomorrow, a nice thaw with clouds thickening and gusty winds. A slight chance of sprinkles or flurries later in the afternoon tomorrow. A high of 40 with south to southwest winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to northeast winds at 7 miles per hour, and it's 32 cloudy degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first pediatric influenza-associated death in the state for the 2024-25 season. Nationwide, 16 pediatric influenza-associated deaths have been reported. Respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin. Emergency department visits due to flu and RSV have also increased, especially in infants and young children. While getting vaccinated against respiratory viruses is important for everyone, it is especially important for young children, older adults, people with chronic health conditions, and those who are pregnant. Getting vaccinated can help prevent illness or reduce the severity of symptoms and serious complications if someone does get sick. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against flu and COVID-19. Infants 8 months or younger and those 9 to 19 months with an increased risk of RSV can receive the RSV vaccine. Parents and caregivers can get information about which vaccines are right for their children from their health care provider. It's recommended those who are between 32 weeks and 36 weeks pregnant get one dose of the maternal RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, administered September through January. Adults 75 and older and those 60 to 74 who have an increased risk of RSV are also eligible to get vaccinated against RSV. The Richland County Health Department is holding a vaccination clinic this afternoon from 1 to 4. Make an appointment by calling 608-647-8821. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy was in Washington, D.C. Wednesday for his confirmation hearing as President-elect Trump's pick to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy says no federal agency impacts Americans' daily lives more than the Department of Transportation. Duffy also says Trump is a builder and wants to invest in rebuilding the country's infrastructure. Duffy was introduced and has the support of both Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for school staff to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go into the state surplus. Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. It is also part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor, who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, hears arguments today and will issue a ruling in the coming months. As bird flu begins to pop up across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock, as well as another positive poultry test in Burnett County. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. Meanwhile, grocery shoppers are noticing an increase in the price of eggs, and at some stores, a limit on how many dozen you can buy at a time. The Wisconsin Growers Association says the reason for the price increase is the spread of the bird flu. The USDA said in 2024, the price of eggs went up almost 8%. This year, they are predicting an increase of 11%. The current avian or bird flu outbreak is the largest on record, and cage-free eggs seem to be the most impacted by the bird flu. Baby foods are safe, but not all of them are healthy. A recent study from the World Health Organization says that 2/3 of baby foods on grocery store shelves in the U.S. are unhealthy. Ellen Compton is a registered dietitian with Gunderson Health System.
They were looking at baby foods in the U.S., and a lot of our food marketing kind of across the board can be deceptive, especially to, you know, busy parents who just want to grab and go and have a variety of food for their kids. There are claims on some packaging that can be somewhat deceptive. So, for example, you know, just because something says that it's organic or wholesome or BPA-free does not necessarily mean that it's going to be considered like a health food. You know, many, many things can be organic. Sugar can be organic, and you don't want to be giving your baby lots of sugar. And this study also talked a lot about, you know, there are added sweeteners in baby foods. The pouches that parents kind of tend to grab are higher in some added sweeteners. Granted, a lot of them are fruit-based, so they're going to be sweeter in nature. But having parents kind of look out for words like apple juice concentrate or any sort of juice concentrate that is going to be an added sugar that's not natural to the fruit itself that's in the pouch.
Take the claims of the pouches on the shelf with a grain of salt.
Make sure that you are using them kind of in moderation, like a quick grab-and-go type snack or something like that, and not relying on them completely to feed your child. So doing a variety of different foods and advancing the texture of those foods as tolerated by your own child. So making sure that they're safe when they're chewing and swallowing and they can actually handle that. Because it is important to not just be slurping down liquid food. We do need to have them develop those oral motor skills that they're going to need to, you know, someday chew something like steak. So definitely want to develop that in them too.
Ellen Compton says while the study showed that many of those foods don't meet protein requirements, parents need to remember that fruit and vegetable purees will not have protein in them. She adds that it's okay to give babies food of this nature. Governor Tony Evers is praising the Wisconsin Health and Educational Facilities Authority for their work supporting nonprofits across the state in 2024. According to a press release, the agency completed financing for 13 nonprofit organizations in 13 cities last year, issuing bonds totaling over $550 million. The agency's yearly review estimated that their efforts supported 47 direct jobs and over 3,000 construction jobs. Nonprofit borrowers included various acute care, educational, and senior living facilities. Some Wisconsin residents are not a fan of the Department of Transportation's new winter road condition labels, starting a petition to bring back the old labels on the 511 Wisconsin app. The DOT uses the app to share road condition updates with drivers and recently replaced some labels like slippery and snow or ice covered with broader labels. They say the previous labels included conditions that could change quickly, leaving their map inaccurate at times. Critics say the old labels were important for delivery drivers who need more specific updates. It is a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
It's 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, Article CS7850. It was found in a historical essay. His name, Chester Almiron Fowler. He was born 1862 and died 1948. He was a lawyer and a judge born in Rubicon of what was then Dodge County. His father was a soldier in the Union Army during the Civil War. Chester's family moved to the Richland County area, and he attended Sextonville High School and is listed as one of the distinguished graduates of that school. He graduated from Whitewater Normal School in 1884. After graduating, he went on to serve 1 year as a grade school principal and then 2 years as a high school principal. It was then that he went to the University of Wisconsin, attained his Bachelor of Arts in 1889. He was admitted to the bar in 1889 and practiced law in Omaha, Nebraska from 1889 to 1894, and then he returned to Wisconsin in 1894. He set up a law practice in the offices both in Portage and Montello. He was a Democrat who was elected as a judge of the newly formed 18th Judicial District in 1905 and was successfully reelected until he was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 1929. He was filling the vacancy caused by the death of Justice A.J. Vinge. He was elected to the unexpired term in 1930 and was thereafter reelected to the high court bench until his death in 1948. Among his best-known decisions is that of the Employers Mutual Life Insurance Company versus Tollefson, in which his attack on the, quote, and slash or, quote, legal phrase was so caustic that it attracted nationwide attention. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the 1883 fire on January 28th in Richland Center.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
An American Red Cross blood drive was held in Richland Center yesterday, where donors nearly met the goal of 75 units. 71 units were collected yesterday, which included 20 Power Red. Thank you to all the donors working to save lives. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has declared highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will expand to include the entire state beginning today. The frozen road law allows heavier loads for trucks carrying logs cut crosswise and salt and sand for winter maintenance while cold weather allows. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. WISDOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts, along with frost tubes, which are liquid-filled devices under pavement, to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads. More information on overweight permits can be found on the WISDOT Oversize Overweight Permits webpage. Haulers with specific questions can contact WISDOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Kathy Harris of Wausau on ticket number 335. It's 32 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Today's final statistics are next.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
WRCO News Time is 12:26. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Allen Dick Martin, 82, of rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Dick Martin is survived by his wife, Jan, son, Richard and Becca of Muscadet, two granddaughters, siblings, Barbara and Kurt Reithel of Holman, Myron and Lois Martin of Richland Center, Melvin and Connie Martin of Dysart, Iowa, and Marilyn Martin of Madison. Brothers-in-law Chuck Nolan of St. Paul, Minnesota, Kurt Nolan of Madison, and Tim Nolan of Cedarburg. Sisters-in-law Pastor Jill Nolan and Cliff Sanderson of Montello, and Julie Nolan and Rich Stedman of Ithaca, New York. Special aunt, nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives and friends. Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82, of rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathias, 87, of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry Mathias is survived by her daughter, Val and Anthony Shaw, two grandchildren, and many great-grandchildren. Geraldine Mathias, 87, of Menasha, formerly of Chicago. June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. June Strait is survived by her son, Dane Henry Strait, sister, Barbara and Clifford of Macon, Missouri, brothers, Warren and Susan of Eau Claire, and Randy and Ramona of Green Bay. Also many nieces and nephews and other extended family members. June E. Strait, 79, of Richland Center. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by two sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Russo, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and three nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died January 5th after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband, Bob, three children, Cindy and Mike Smits, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald, Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams. Also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, sister Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, a nephew, two great-nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimpel, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimpel is survived by her husband, William, four children, Jeremy Zimpel, Craig and Megan Zimpel, Becky and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimpel and Scott Stitzer, four grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and two nieces. Vicki Zimpel, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Gasper is survived by his longtime companion, Elaine Bauer, daughter, Cheryl and Joel Haverland, two grandsons, a granddaughter, five great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law, Beth Gasper, Elaine's children, Renee and Larry Hooks, and Jeffrey and Susie Bauer, Elaine's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband, Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville, a daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom, 10 grandchildren, sisters, Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro, Margo and John Kruger of Reedsburg, Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford, and Miriam McBain of Reedsburg, brothers, George Spencer and Jean Spencer, both of Reedsburg, brothers-in-law, Tommy and Deanne of Loganville, Timmy and Linnell Ressler of Reedsburg, Teddy and Tammy Ressler of Lime Ridge, and Todd and Laura Ressler of Trumpolo. Sisters-in-law, Debbie Labansky of Reedsburg, Barbie and Randy Halliday of Kashina, and Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. Good friend, Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg, many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol McCormick is survived by five children, Kieran and Ralph Morris of Wisconsin Rapids, Daniel and Sandy McCormick of Richland Center, Philip and Julie McCormick of Boaz, Mary McCormick and Howard Oates of Soldiers Grove, and Frank and Michelle McCormick of Muscadet. Two daughter-in-laws, Paulette Wagner of Smyrna, Tennessee, and Marlene McCormick of Wisconsin Rapids. 20 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, special friends Joan Caldwell of Texas and Dorothy Milner of Richland Center, sister-in-law Phyllis Wagner of Oswego, Illinois, and many other relatives and friends. Carol Darlene Wagner McCormick, 92, of Richland Center. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, six children, Ken Theed Jr., Patty and Dayton Lebanski, Jerry and Carrie Theed, Tim Theed, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Theed, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Vern and Gloria Geischert. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a bit breezy across the region today in the wake of the weather system, which brought some scattered snow showers to the region last night. Temperatures are running well above normal today and will continue to do so tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow could be the warmest day we've had in a few weeks. Readings getting up around 40 degrees or so. Definitely a nice thaw. However, a major cold front will slide through by tomorrow evening. Not a whole lot of moisture on it as it crosses us. The better chance of rain and snow forming will be down through Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan by tomorrow night. However, that front will open the floodgates for another batch of bitter cold Arctic air to pour into the region by Saturday and Sunday. And with that, some gusty northwest winds will make for some nasty wind chill factors later this weekend all the way through about Tuesday. Definitely be prepared to be bundled up if you must venture out, with those wind chills getting down around 30 or even 35 below zero. Generally a dry weather pattern into the middle of next week as well. Our forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Partly cloudy tonight, dropping to 22 degrees. Tomorrow should be a pretty nice day with clouds thickening, gusty winds, high close to 40. Slight chance of a sprinkle or flurry later in the afternoon. Wind out of the south to southwest, 12 to 22. Tomorrow night, some cloud cover, breezy and cooler, low near 12. Saturday, partly sunny, blustery and chilly, high of 16 degrees. Sunday, lots of sunshine, breezy and bitter cold, low 8 below zero, high temperature 1 below, wind chills around 25 to 30 below zero most of the period. Monday, mostly sunny, the dangerous cold continues, low 12 below zero, high of 1 below. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 12 below with a high of 5. Warmer for Wednesday with a high of 22, a chance of light snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 21, our low this morning was 19. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 32. The record high for this state, set in 1974, is 56. The record low, 38 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 5 with a low of 9 below. Sunset tonight will be at 4:53, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.84 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A more prosperous global society is good news and bad news for American farmers. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. You met Matt Roberts in yesterday's show. He's an independent ag economist from Worthington, Ohio. Roberts is bullish on U.S. farmers being able to benefit from the growing world economy. But there's always a catch, right? He says a wealthier consumer is also a pickier consumer.
And I don't begrudge them. They're consumers. Okay, it's their money. We're asking them to give it to us. But that wealth is a double-edged sword, and that's the world in which we live, and that is hopefully not going to go away.
Robert says when cost is less of a factor in acquiring food, people begin using other criteria when choosing their food. These include things like animal welfare, climate impact, and a host of other characteristics.
This is the world we live in. It's a world of wealth, and it's a world that a lot of people, because they're wealthy enough, they no longer have to just care about whether they're going to starve. Food has gone from being a utility to being a luxury to being a status item.
Robert says these concerns are not only domestic, they also influence trade of U.S. commodities with other countries. And he'll return tomorrow to share his thoughts on ag trade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Tariff prevention. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A group of Democrats in the U.S. House have introduced a bill that would prevent the incoming Trump administration from imposing import tariffs through a national emergency declaration without congressional approval. The Prevent Tariff Abuse Act would stop the president from imposing tariffs through the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson tells Brownfield tariffs should be a last resort, but President-elect Trump needs to have all options available.
I think the most important thing here is that President Trump needs to have every tool in the toolbox coming in this administration. And while I believe tariffs should be a last resort, I think that we do need to make sure we have a level playing field here for the Trump administration.
The importance of bilateral trade is being impressed upon President-elect Trump's nominee for U.S. Ag Secretary. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says he recently met with Brooke Rollins and highlighted some of the bilateral agreements under the George W. Bush administration.
About 15 countries, about 7 or 8 different trade deals. And to emphasize to her that those have been very profitable.
The Iowa Republican says the U.S. government increased trade about 600% in those collective countries, and he's encouraging Rollins to promote that concept through USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs. Trade is a priority for the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells Brownfield there's great value in ag exports.
The tariff talk, you know, I believe in targeted tariffs. I do get concerned if they're across-the-board tariffs that could hurt our ag economy while they're already dealing with the pressure of weather events and changing prices and the like.
The USDA says export sales during the first full week of 2025 generally showed some improvements. Corn, soybean, soybean oil, wheat, rice, cotton, and beef sales were all up on the week, but pork sales were down slightly, and soybean meal hit a marketing year low. The USDA is reporting a pair of new U.S. export sales. Taiwan bought 135,000 tons of U.S. corn, and China purchased more than 130,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. And a swine lending specialist suggests there's some uncertainty for pork demand in 2025. Daryl Timmerman with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield consumers could more closely scrutinize food costs.
I know there's some trepidation out there as it relates to kind of where's the economy going to go. I think with the new administration coming in, there's going to be on the export front, you know, there's some discomfort as it relates to a lot of chatter about tariffs. And so what's that going to do to our export demand?
He says the strong value of the dollar is another headwind. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
If you look close enough,
you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Direct Cash Cattle Trade has some business on Thursday, and cash hogs are steady to higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash Cattle Country has a light trade developing in all three major feeding areas Thursday. Northern Dress Business in Nebraska is reported at 322. A very light southern trade has been noted at fully steady, with Wednesday's deals at mostly 201. Asking prices remain firm around 202 plus in the south and 323 plus in the north. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate movement. Choice was down 95 cents at 333.19 and select was up 105 at 319.09. The choice select spread was 14.10. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 500 to 599 pounds were steady to $5 higher, with heavier weights ranging from $3 to $9 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to some instances of $20 higher. Feeder supply included 63% steers, and 70% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 647 pounds brought 327 to 350. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 559 to 599 pounds, sold for 309 to 332. Cash hogs are steady to higher with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers have the near-term numbers in hand after the solid negotiated movement on Wednesday. But at least a few of the buyers at those major direct markets were still in need of supplies. Wholesale pork has been on the firmer trend here recently, but that's come with wide swings for some of the individual primal cuts, and in general, the market would like to see more signals of sustained demand, especially with beef prices high relative to pork. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 72 cents at midday, with a base range of $71 to $81. The Western Corn Belt was up 85 cents, with a weighted average price of $80.80. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady at $37 to $49. Barrels and gilts were steady at $46 to $56. Boars were priced at $15 to $30. Pork values were higher at midday, up 3 cents at $90.86. Loins, butts, and ribs were higher. Bellies, hams, and picnics were lower. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-649. 4490.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on profit-taking and technical selling, along with at least a little bit of outside market influence. There is rain in the forecast for dry parts of South America over the next few days. China did buy U.S. soybeans this morning, pushing the week's announced sales to 528,000 tons. Export sales last week were above the previous week, but lower than average. March beans are down 20 at 10.22 and three quarters. May's 20 and a quarter lower at 10.35. March bean meal's down 7.50 at 294.50. March bean oil's 86 points lower at 45.41. Corn's also seen some profit taking as it monitors near-term weather and rain chances in South America. Crop stress has had an impact in Argentina, while conditions are generally much better outside of southern Brazil. March corn's down 3 3/4 at 475. May's 4.5 lower at 483.5. And wheat's down. Weekly exports are above average, but the U.S. continues to see a lot of competition on the global market, and the trade's watching development weather in the United States, Europe, and the Black Sea region. March Chicago, 6.5 lower at 540.5. March Kansas City's down 8.5 at 549. March Minneapolis is 5 lower at 582.5. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower, pressured by fund and technical liquidation. That's despite another round of higher than a week ago cash business. February live's down 190 at 196.62. April's 165 lower at 197.67. March feeders are down $2 at 267.80. And hogs are lower, basically on spillover from cattle. Cash and wholesale fundamentals not all that bad today. February lean's down 92 at 82.20. April's 50 lower at 90.52. Crude oil's down about a dollar. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Not all wheat is created the same. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There are six different classes of wheat. Hard red winter wheat, hard red spring wheat, soft red winter wheat, white wheat, durum wheat, and soft wheat. Mary Eisenzimmer, a Nebraska wheat farmer, recently took part in a trip with the Nebraska Wheat Board and had the opportunity to learn what makes U.S. wheat unique.
Particularly more in the baking process, that they all have a different characteristic of them that are used for baking. I thought that was really interesting. Like here in Nebraska, our primary wheat is hard red winter wheat and then hard white wheat. And both of those wheats are particularly used with kind of breads, tortillas, noodles, that kind of thing, flour, to where some of the other classes of wheat go into different types of baking products. So it really just depends on what the millers are looking for and then their end buyer, consumer of like the bakeries and the consumers of what they're wanting to make. But Asia is a market that really is looking to buy quality wheat. And that's why Portland and the Wheat Marketing Center are just very important for our Nebraska wheat as it goes out into those export markets.
After wheat is harvested, it's then shipped through the inland waterway system to ports before it's exported to its global destination. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs. WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal running into a few hurdles even before the first phase is set to begin on Sunday. ABC's Jordana Miller says it appears those details have been ironed out for now.
It appears that the disputes which had held up this deal have now been resolved. And we're hearing from a senior Israeli source.